Welcome to the Conscious Confessions podcast. I'm your host, Shaylin, and this is an unscripted, unedited, uncensored kind of show where we, meaning me and my guests, share our tips, our tricks, our stories, and we really give you the boost that you need to transform your life with alignment and purpose. So if you're ready to become more conscious and connected to yourself and feel more fulfilled with what you do in your world, you're in the right place. Make sure that you subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff, and find me over on Instagram to connect. And I hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Conscious Confessions podcast with Shaylin. I'm your host. And I cannot tell you, first of all, how excited I am that this is episode 100 of Conscious Confessions, and two, how long it took me to get up the courage and like the inspiration and motivation to record this episode. I don't know what it was. Something was just holding me back this whole time. And just, I'm feeling so many feelings about this being episode 100. Like, I have never fully completed something like this long term. Like, and not that this podcast is complete, but it just seems like such a big milestone. 100 episodes? Are you kidding me? I don't know how many hours it is. I could probably find out, but hours and hours and hours of podcast episodes, interviews, thoughts, ideas, audio workshops, whatever you want to call them. Just so much time and effort put into this podcast. And I'm super, super pumped that this is 100. And so I had talked about last week that I was going to do a kind of review and like how I choose my word for the year. As I'm recording this, it is a Monday, January 17th, and I'm going to put it out, just put this out into the world today. Usually I wait till Wednesdays or Thursdays, and honestly, I've kind of thrown the whole podcast schedule out the window. And when I had guests, it was very like regimented. When I had more guests on back in the, you know, 40s to 80s, like those episode numbers, it was very like, okay, your episode's coming out on this date. And then when I kind of took a break from taking on guests, I was like, okay, well, I should put a podcast out this week, but I don't know. And, you know, like I said, I have so many feelings and thoughts about this episode being, it's such a profound, like big milestone. I wasn't sure how I wanted to do it. And I think I'm just going to talk about a little bit about the new year again. And I mentioned it in the last episode. Don't turn this show off. If you listen to the last episode, it's not going to be the same thing. But I wanted to go a little bit deeper. So I was going to run a workshop on video and do a whole thing, but I'm actually right in the middle of launching my group coaching program, The Self-Worthy Soul. So rather than mix all these things in there, because it was like two different things, and I'm, you know, I'm kind of, you know, if you've been around for a while, even if this is your first episode, I'm very multi-passionate. I talk about a lot of different things, and, you know, people find me through so many different avenues, whether it's, you know, originally fitness, you know, people find me on Instagram for all kinds of different topics. Currently, it's all about worthiness and healing your mother wound and just kind of building the foundations of a life filled with things that you really desire, feelings that you really want to feel. And that's kind of my MO at the moment. But things, you know, change from day to day. It's like whatever my audience is giving back to me, like I will focus on whatever's going on in my life. Like it's a collaborative effort, everything that I share. So I wanted to make sure that I was staying true to that and just being super honest and transparent about my process, which I know that you're feeling the pressure of it being like new year, new me. And I absolutely cannot stand that motive, like you have to all of a sudden change yourself because it's a new month. Like you have to be better and do better. and look better and all the things better, as if like you aren't worthy enough as you are, as if you aren't good enough as you are. And that's what self-worthy soul is all about. And I'll talk about that a little bit more towards the end of the episode, but I just wanted to kind of go over kind of my philosophy for the new year, and kind of like how I choose my energy for a new year without choosing to be like without choosing the new year, new me focused kind of thing. And every time I record my podcast, sometimes I really do wish that I had video. But every time I record from my computer, and I have been recording from my bed a lot, but every time I record from my computer, I have like all of these post-it notes on the window in front of me. I probably should do something with them. but I'm like, these are like my thoughts that are coming up like super often. Like I'll make a note and I refer back to it a million times. And so there's certain things that like I keep in my mind at all times. And it doesn't mean that like what I'm striving for in a new year isn't good enough. It's just, does this align? Really, that's what I'm looking for, is does this align with who I want to be, who I am, and who I want to be? Because it's always in progress. Like there's who you are, and that's just, you know, the things that you're super solid and you know deep and true in your heart that like that's who you are. And then there's like who you want to be. So there's things that we're always kind of learning and healing and improving on, setting boundaries and like really choosing that person that we want to be. So when I'm looking back at a year, as we just finished 2021, I like to kind of go through and review. And I hear so many different ways that you can do this. Like I hear, you know, some people just make like a list of negatives and positives. I just recently heard that on a podcast. They just go through and they write like a list of like positive things that happened during the year and negative things. And then they plan accordingly to have more of the positive things happening. Some people, I'm just trying to find the page in my journal that has my, there it is. So you could do it really super simple and just be like, okay, 2021, positives, negatives. Okay, how do I avoid these negative things? But more importantly, how do I get more of these positive things in my life? And then plan accordingly. So that's one way to kind of look at it. But if you really want to get a little more specific and really like comb through the previous year, what I do is I write out in two columns again, but I write January, February, March, April, May, June on one, like in one column, like going down the page. And then I write July, August, September, October, November, December in the next column. And then I, you know, kind of make like a grid. So there's 6 months on each side of the page, like going down. And I mean, I'm writing this on a regular notebook and there's like, you know, 5 or 6 lines for each month. So I go through my calendar from the previous year, whether you use a digital calendar, if you use a planner, whatever you use to keep track of your days and your months and your whole year. I go through that and I see what was happening in January. Okay. And I go through and look and see like what's positive, like what were the wins? And I really try to focus on more of the positive stuff at first. So I'll go through each month, January. What happened in January? Oh, last January I was teaching yoga. I was working with one of my clients for the first time. You know, I go through each month. February, what was I doing? March, what was I doing? April, May, all the way through every single month. Go through and looking for like the big milestones, like the big moments, big life changes, anything that was big, and also small things too. If there's something specific that happened a certain month, like you want to make note of like and just anything notable throughout the whole year. So that's how I kind of like review the previous year. So really simple, right? Like all you need is a piece of paper, or you can even do this in your brain, right? Like you don't have to even write this down. I mean, post-it notes, you could do post-it notes on the wall, any way that feels good to you, going through the previous year and seeing what you like, what you want to keep, what's working. And then also kind of thinking like what's not working, like what do we not want to do? Like there's certain things that we were doing every year, like And by me, I mean myself and my fiance. And that was a big, big milestone, getting engaged. So now I have to like train myself to say fiance. But, you know, there's certain things that we would do every year that like just doesn't feel aligned with us anymore. So we're not going to do it this year. There's certain things that we want to do more of. So we're leaning more towards like incorporating more of that into our lives. Now, like currently, for example, we are really working on minimalism, but we're working on really like paring down like not only our belongings, but just like our whole lifestyle to be more simplified and more like homemade and handmade and you know, from scratch kind of stuff, and just like creating a lifestyle that's really simple. We don't need all the bells and whistles. We're really looking at like bigger purchases that like, is this something we really need, or is it something that we can get by without, like really working on saving and investing and, you know, getting our financials in order and all that kind of stuff that like, it doesn't sound really like sexy or exciting, but like we want that for ourselves in the future. And I know I've mentioned this before, I think, and I probably should do a whole episode on it. Even though it's episode 100. I don't know where to go from here almost, because it's like, wow, I've hit this big thing. And I'm like, do I want to continue this? So that's another thing I'm like even considering, like, is this a platform that I want to continue working on or not, right? So another thing that I'm really also thinking about a lot is working on healing the mother wound. And everything that I do from here on out, ever since I've become aware of this wound that I carry, that we all carry, and I even wrote like when I started working on this, which was October of last year. So this is still new to me, but one of the things that I'm really like, when we're thinking about the lifestyle we want to have, is how, what kind of parent do I want to be? Like how, like when we start our family, like what does that look like? And just kind of building everything around that focus and remembering what we're here for, like staying true to our vision, staying focused, staying aligned to what we want as a, not just as a couple, but even as, you know, just myself personally, like, what does that look like for my business? What does that look like for my work? Like, we need to kind of collaborate on this because it is a huge part of our life. So this is going way more in depth than, you know, just like your pros and cons of the year, but just some ideas to think about. So if you're taking notes on this, or if you're writing this stuff down, like, think about what's working for you. Think about what's not working for you. What do you want for the next year? And that's like a question that I grapple with very often because my interests change so often. So I'm constantly thinking like, is this what I really want? Like, what do I want? What do I actually want? And really just like diving into how that feels, how it looks, like what it actually means for myself, my partner, my future family. Like, what do I want? Because once you create that vision, then you can kind of build the action steps and start taking the action to get it. So it's truly like the foundational piece of like where you would start is just asking yourself, what do I want? And a lot of times, many times in the past years, I've not even known what I wanted. So when someone would ask me that, like, what do you want? I would, you know, I'd say some kind of canned response, you know, like, oh, I want a family. Oh, I want this or that, or, you know, I'd like to be making this much money, or I'd be like to live in this place, or I'd like to have that. And a lot of time it was very material based. And going back to my roots a little bit, like going back to this more simplified lifestyle, it's not even about the material stuff. I'm like, I want a family that is healed, that is understanding of like the effects of the mother wound on a child. And I want to not repeat that. Like, I have this huge responsibility to to not pass on that wound as much as I possibly can. And, you know, like working on all of this stuff personally is not just for me anymore. So it's looking at the bigger picture. And so when someone asks me, what do you want? It's not just like a one word answer, or like some object in the world that I want. It's like this big picture, big, like it's feelings. Like I want these specific feelings, like, which brings me into my like second part of what I wanted to talk about on this show, choosing your theme for the new year. So you've already reviewed the past year and it gets, you know, you've sat with it. That's why, I mean, it's halfway through January and I am just getting to this because I've been sitting with it, right? I've been sitting with the ideas of like, what do I really want? Like way deeper than like, you know, a new car or, you know, some new thing. It's way deeper than that. So sitting with that has, I mean, it doesn't have to be done by January 1st, you know? So as I've sat with it, as I've kind of really felt it out, I chose a theme for this year. And that theme is expansion. And, you know, every time I do this, I pick a word every year. And it's not just a word. It's a feeling, usually. It's a feeling, it's a focus, it's a direction. It's something that I can really like grasp onto and come back to when I need to. Like coming back to myself in a way, coming back to that one word, that theme, whatever it is, that's like what centers and grounds me. It makes me feel like, okay, I've got this. And every year I pick a different one. And even, you know, this practice has evolved over time. I have picked words in the past that halfway through the year, they just weren't feeling right. And I would change it or I would just drop it. And I think that those were the years where I didn't know what I wanted. So it was hard for me to just choose a word out of thin air without being super connected to it, like spiritually and, you know, emotionally. And just very, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like, I just think of like this feeling, like I wasn't connected to the feeling of the word, like the aura of the word, if you will. So when I chose the word expansion this year, it was because last year my word was embody. And I was starting to really, really realize and really get clear on what kind of person I want to be, what kind of coach I want to be, what kind of partner I want to be. Like, I really took that question of like, who do you want to be? You know, what do you want? Who do you want to be? Every variation of that kind of question. And I really was like, this is what I want to be. And I'm going to embody it. I'm going to actually do it. I'm going to actually be like that. Like, I'm going to, you know, I talk about consistency all the time. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to actually embody consistency. Like, I talk about health and, you know, really learning balance and moderation and, like, you know, with your fitness and your nutrition. If you hear me, the sound in this going in and out, it's because I keep moving my hands and moving the mic around. you know, I talk about fitness and health and like how much it's such a big part of my life. So like, you know, I want to embody that. I want to be a picture of health. Like, I want to feel good. I want to feel healthy. I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to do my workouts. I'm going to stick to my movement. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do all the things. I want to embody that feeling of health and wellness, right? So embodiment was kind of my goal in 2021. Everything I did, I wanted to embody, and not just like the things that looked good on the outside. I wanted to embody my personal mission too, like just to help people and to be in service of others. And I wanted to embody the balance that I was teaching them, and really, like, you know, I can't be telling all my clients to do this thing that I don't even do myself. So embodiment was a huge, huge piece of 2021. So now that we've all moved into 2022, expansion feels like the next step for me. So my word is expansion. my theme. I want to expand upon last year's word, the year before. And I can't remember all of them. I know last year was embody. I want to say the year before was like align. I had some fitness programs called Align and Flow. So those words are stuck in my head from 2020. The word growth, I know, was one of my words one year. I think I had the word boundless because I was looking to expand my vision one year, like just really like feel no limits. So I would have to look back into all my many journals about this kind of stuff. But choosing that word. So the best way for me to find that word of the year, my theme for the year, is to really like feel it out. Like I said, it doesn't have to be done by January 1st. We're already on the 17th. It's fine. If you haven't done this yet, take your time. Take your time in this practice because you're going to need to really get quiet. This isn't something you're just going to like, you know, Google what's a good theme for my year and find a random word. You're going to look at your values. You're going to look at what you care about. You're going to look at the feeling that you want to feel. And it's not always like, how do you feel expansive, right? Like, it's kind of like you get a picture of what that is, but in order to actually like experience it, you're going to have to embody it in different ways. Like, expansion is going to feel different to me in my business, in my relationship. Like, it's just, you know, even the actual definition of expansion, it's not a feeling. And let me look it up really quick. Expansion. The action of becoming larger or more extensive. Like, how do you explain how that feels? Like, I don't actually want to physically become larger or more extensive. It's something deeper than like physical. It's an actual, like, it's just a sense that you get that you're growing, that you're expanding, that you're changing. I know you can't use the actual word in the definition of the word, but you're growing, you're changing, you're going deeper. Like, that's another thing that I kind of feel with the word expansion, going deeper into what I've already started to embody. So every year kind of builds on the last, for me at least. If you've never done this before, this is your first year of choosing a theme for the year. The world is your oyster, right? You can pick any words you want. You can pick any feeling, any theme, like whatever you want for the year. And you're just going to build on that every year after that. And, you know, if it doesn't feel right, you can change it. Like, halfway through the year, one year, I was like, this, I do not feel this. I can't remember what the word was, but halfway through, I was like, this is not it. Like, I'm not feeling this. I don't feel connected to this. And I think I changed it or I picked another word. I have to find the post about it. But I just remember thinking like, this is not it. And that's okay. And that's your choice. You can change your mind anytime you want. You can change your focus anytime you want, your theme, whatever it is. So to put it into practice throughout the year, anytime I have a big decision, anytime I have a big event going on, anytime I have a big launch happening, anytime I'm working with a client, like, I'm asking myself, does this feel expansive? Is this lighting me up in a way that feels expansive? Am I embodying expansiveness? Like, really, truly asking yourself, like, is this what I came for? Is this what I want? And it's just kind of a way to come back to yourself. If you choose that one, like, theme, word, whatever you want, it doesn't have to be just one word either. Some people will choose like a phrase, I guess, or a motto for the year, whatever you want. It doesn't have to be a single word, but it's just a way to come back and check in with yourself and be like, am I staying true to me? Am I staying true to what I really want? And this is stuff that we would dig into, we will be digging into in the Self-Worthy Soul, which is launching right now. It actually begins February 7th, 2022. I want to bring it back to Self-Worthy Soul because it really is the culmination of so much of my work. And it's kind of like a condensed version of what I work on with my one-on-one clients. Like if you're trying to just get like a full like overview of what I do with my clients, this is a super actionable way to do it. So it's a 6-week program. It begins February 7th, like I said, and each week we will be going over a training topic, which they have already, I've already started posting the breakdown of each one over on Instagram. So definitely make sure that you check those out. I'll just quickly go through what each week is all about. So the first week, and this is structured this way in a reason, or in this way for a reason, because I really want you to have like a roadmap of that you can kind of like a blueprint that you can kind of replicate over and over again. So if you kind of get off track with anything, like here's a way to get back to it. So I'm going to be teaching and I'm going to be coaching. So it's 2 calls each week for 6 weeks. So one of them is more of a training, like an actual like, you know, going through the concepts and the theories and ideas. And then there's a coaching session, which is more of like the skills, like actually taking that training and applying it to your life. So week one is about finding your focus. And that's where we kind of look at like, okay, here's all these different areas of our life, like what's going on in each one of them and what do we want in each one of them. So we kind of do a desire mapping activity, which is from Danielle Laporte. And really just breaking down like what you want, what you don't want, what's working, what's not working. It's a whole practice. So I'll be teaching that. And then you get coaching on whatever comes up from the training session. So week 2 is about moving your body. If you've been here for a minute or, you know, if you've been here for more than a minute, moving your body is a big thing that I talk about every single day. And it is such a good way to connect to your emotions and to release and heal. And just I could talk about it all day and all night and forever. So we're going to be talking about the benefits of that and just kind of working on finding a way that it works for you, how you can implement movement into your lifestyle, right? And then week 3 is rituals and consistency and how we build these little tiny habits that help build up our self-worth and just kind of create consistency in a way that feels good to you. You know, how we do one thing is how we do everything. So creating these little habits, keeping these little promises to yourself, choosing like what aligns with your core desired feelings, that's building the foundation of self-worth and taking back like yourself, like prioritizing yourself. Week 4 is about worthiness, like the real nitty gritty, like it's halfway through the program and like we're starting to go deeper, right? And this is happening in a community space as well, because this is group coaching. It's applicable to the group as a whole. So it'll be kind of more general, but we'll be this 4th week of the program is really important because it really just digs into like what's been coming up over the previous 3 weeks and just becoming more aware and just building up an awareness and an acceptance, I guess, and then validating your feelings about your own worthiness, which is innate. You're born with it. You deserve it without having to earn it. It's the main message of the whole program. Hold on just one moment. I'm going to pause. I don't want to run out of time. Sometimes it cuts me off. So let me get to week 5 and 6 in a moment. Hold on. Okay, we're back. I just didn't want it to cut me off right in the middle of all the good stuff. So week 5 is all about cultivating balance and like actually getting shit done, right? Like I talk about that a lot here too. And, you know, I relate a lot of this stuff back to my life. Currently, I'm in a kind of really like restful season in my life, really just not hustling. And I want to break that down. Like, I want to break down the fact that, like, you don't have to be constantly hustling to get stuff done. Like, you can be in your own personal flow. You can find that balance where like you recognize like when you're in an energetic state where you can actually get things done, whether it's like work stuff, family stuff, relationship stuff, life stuff, whatever, recognizing that feminine and masculine balance and like, okay, I'm feeling this way, so this is when it's best for me to do this. Okay, I'm not feeling so great. Now it's the, you know, a good time for me to rest and, you know, understanding the cycles, not just as, you know, the seasons of the year, but as like in your own personal, in your body, your own personal cycle, as it relates to, you know, hormones and your moon cycle and all that stuff, but also just like tuning in, because a lot of times, like regardless of where you are in those cycles, you just have to know when it's time to rest and when it's time to work and all the systems and rituals and habits and things like that, and how you can kind of build that into something that really works for you and not just like, you know, in a 9-to-5 way, but in a, okay, this is the season that I'm in personally. This is the season my body's in, you know, really connecting to that. So we really look into what that looks like, and you get a lot of actionable tips to bring your inner world into your outer world, I guess, and your outer world in balancing everything. And then week 6 is all about integration and implementation. So this is where we put everything together from the previous 5 weeks. A big focus of the program is what I call 3 for me. And that's just choosing to nourish and nurture your mind, body, and soul every single day in some way. And sometimes you're doing something, you know, sometimes you're doing something to take care of those things. Sometimes you're doing nothing. And that is good for your mind, body, and soul. So recognizing what you actually need, super important. And sometimes it's something that is like good for the mind, body, and soul. Like that's week 2, movement, right? Movement always good for mind, body, and soul. Your desire maps, you can come back to that activity over and over again and really like dig into those desires, like understand, like, does this fit in for what I really want? Is this what I really desire? Like, yes or no. And kind of using that as like your, what do you call it? Your thermostat, your thermometer, like, if you're getting hotter or colder, like where is your happy medium? Where's your like hot, I don't want to say hot spot if you're too hot. Where is your best like set point that feels good to you? And then just kind of creating these ongoing practices of, you know, healing different wounds and building these habits, like just because you can. because you're worthy, just because you can, just because you naturally deserve it, not because you have to earn it or you're giving yourself a treat for beating yourself up like, oh, you know, I've worked so hard for this and now I can rest. You can rest before you've burned out, you know? So we do talk about burnout and building systems and self-care at a deeper sense, at a mind, body, soul level rather than just a, you know, self-care bubble bath level. So that is the 6-week kind of quick overview, as quick as I can go, of the self-worthy soul. If you want to know more about that, you can head on over to my Instagram page at consistently.shaylin. I've been promoting it. There's tons of posts on there. I'm going to be closing the pre-sale this Friday, the 21st, and then the price is going to be going up. So currently it is $333 for the 6-week program. On Saturday, it's going to be going up to $444. So now is the best time to get in. So that's why I'm releasing this podcast today, so that if you hear it before Friday, which I hope you do, you can jump in at the lower price. We do start on February 7th. So I'm super excited. That's in 3 weeks. And oh my gosh, pretty crazy that it's happening. Like this is the perfect blend of like training, like educational, like personal development stuff, and actually getting the chance to get coached and to be in like a community of other women who are wanting to do the same thing, who are wanting to dive into the deeper side of these like little habits and movement and putting it all together, because you can have a million tips and tricks about each one of these things, but this program actually pulls all that stuff together to give you a game plan going forward beyond the 6 weeks. So I hope you take the time to get really still and figure out what your, and honestly, I don't even want to say figure out, like let that word or that theme come to you. Let it be downloaded. Let it just naturally come to you. I kept seeing the word expand or expansion or expansive for weeks before I actually chose it as my word. I saw it in so many different, like I would be reading a post and it would say the word and I'd be like, oh, there it is again. I did a yearly tarot spread. I did one for the full year and it came up on, let me see, it's right here in my notebook I've got right next to me somewhere, hopefully. I was doing, I think it was like a 7-card spread and the word expansion or expand came up 4 different times in 7 cards. So I was like, okay, that would be it. Like that's over 50%. We're going to be expansive in 2022. So let me know what your word is. If you listen to this episode, head over to my Instagram and tell me what your theme for the year is. Send me a DM. I love a screenshot. If you're listening, screenshot, share it to your story, and then tag me, of course. And then, of course, right in the show notes, you'll find the link to join Self-Worthy Soul. Like I said, we start in 3 weeks. Super excited. If you have any questions about anything, always hit me up in them DMs. And I'll talk to you soon. Hopefully. Haven't decided where we're going after episode 100, but thank you so much for listening. Bye.